Bake for 20 to 25 minutes. Langoustine mayonnaise. Scampi with mayonnaise. 2 servings can be doubled. 900 grams or 2 pound of scampi, peeled, deveined and rinsed. 1 litre or 1¾ pints of water. 3 tablespoons of vinegar. Mayonnaise. Put the scampi in boiling water with the vinegar, cook until pink, then let them cool in the water. Serve with the mayonnaise. Crevette aux herbes. Shrimp sautéed in herbs. 2 servings can be doubled. 900 grams or 2 pounds of shrimps, peeled, deveined and rinsed. 4 garlic cloves, crushed. 30 grams or 1 ounce of fresh parsley, chopped. 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 1 fresh lemon, cut in half. In a non-stick frying pan, add the shrimps, garlic, parsley and wine. Sauté on a medium heat until the shrimps are pink. Serve with fresh lemon. Plateau de fruits de mer. Seafood platter. 8 servings. 12 fresh oysters, rinsed and prepared. 900 grams or 2 pound of mussels, steamed. 900 grams or 2 pound of shrimps, rinsed and cooked. 900 grams or 2 pound of clams, steamed. Lemon wedges to serve. Steam the mussels, shrimps and clams separately. Cool completely. Arrange all the seafood with the oysters in the half shells on a platter with a bed of crushed ice decorated with seaweed. Serve with fresh lemon wedges. Egg recipes for the attack diet. Eggs are a great help during the attack period. I recommend that you always have a few hard-boiled eggs to hand in the fridge. Boiled eggs. 3 minutes for soft-boiled eggs. 4 minutes for slightly firmer eggs. 6 to 7 minutes for hard-boiled eggs. Œuf brillé. Scrambled eggs. 2 servings. 4 eggs beaten. 1 tablespoon of skimmed milk. Salt and black pepper. Put the milk in a small saucepan and season with salt and pepper. Pour the eggs over the milk, continuing to stir them while they cook. Scrambled eggs should be soft and moist and not overcooked. You may add a few prawns, some smoked salmon or lean pieces of ham. Crew's diet variations. You can add vegetables, mushrooms, asparagus tips, tomatoes, etc. Œuf farci au crevette. Stuffed eggs with shrimps. Makes 12 egg halves, a good starter. 6 hard-boiled eggs. 450 grams or 1 pound of shrimps, rinsed, cleaned, cooked and finely chopped. Reserve 6 shrimps, cut in half to garnish. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Slice each cooled hard-boiled egg into 2 equal halves and remove the yolks. Blend the yolks with the finely chopped shrimp. Add a little mayonnaise and fill the egg whites with the mixture. Garnish each egg half with the reserved shrimps. Aspic d'œuf au jambon. Jellied eggs and ham. 4 servings. 4 times 4 minutes soft-boiled eggs, peeled. 4 slices of extra lean ham. 1 times 7 grams or a quarter ounce packet of unflavoured gelatine. 125 millilitres or 4 fluid ounces of cold water. 225 millilitres or 8 fluid ounces of boiling water. 1 drop of cognac. Salt and black pepper. First, make up some gelatine. Sprinkle gelatine flakes into the cold water and allow 1 to 2 minutes to soften. Add the hot water and stir until thoroughly dissolved. Add salt, pepper, and 1 drop of brandy. Wrap each soft-boiled egg in half a slice of ham while it is still warm and place in a dish. Pour over the liquid gelatine and allow to cool. Soufflé au jambon. Ham soufflé. 4 servings. 200 grams or 7 ounces of extra lean ham, cut into thin strips. 200 millilitres or 7 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. 20 grams or 3/4 of an ounce of corn flour. 4 eggs. 400 grams or 14 ounces of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1 pinch of nutmeg. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade, that's 425 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 7. Blend the cold milk with the corn flour. Separate the egg whites from the yolks. Beat together the yolks and fromage frais or quark and pour over the milk, stirring all the time until it thickens. Then add the ham, season, and add the nutmeg. Beat the egg whites until very stiff and gently fold into the ham mixture. Adjust the seasoning and pour the mixture into a non-stick souffle dish. Bake in the oven for 45 minutes. Flan or custard, 6 servings. 5 eggs. 1 fresh vanilla pod, split lengthwise. 375 millilitres or 13 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. 1 teaspoon of ground nutmeg and 1 freshly grated nutmeg. Preheat the oven to 150 degrees centigrade, that's 300 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 2. Beat the eggs in a large bowl. Scrape out the inside of the vanilla pod and add this and the bean to the milk. Heat the milk without letting it boil. Remove the vanilla pod and slowly pour the hot milk over the eggs, adding the vanilla extract and ground nutmeg. Pour the mixture into a souffle dish or into individual ramekins. Grate the nutmeg over each one. Place the souffle dish or ramekins in a large baking dish. Fill 3/4 of the way up with boiling water and bake this in a bain-marie for 30 to 35 minutes. Allow the custards to cool in the bain-marie for 2 hours before serving. Café, chocolat or vanilla cream. 4 servings. 3 eggs, separated. 1/8 of a teaspoon of corn flour. 225 millilitres, that's 8 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. Flavouring. Choose one. 1 teaspoon of instant coffee, 1 teaspoon of non-fat cocoa powder dissolved in water, or 1 vanilla pod, split lengthwise, insides removed and mixed with a few drops of vanilla extract. Aspartame to taste. First, make the crème anglaise in a bowl. Mix the egg yolks with the corn flour and beat until you have a smooth mousse. Pour the milk into a saucepan and add the flavouring of your choice. Warm over a low heat. Remove from the heat, add the warmed milk mixture to the egg yolks. Put back on a low heat and stir well until the mixture thickens. Turn off the heat as soon as the mixture sticks to the spatula. Aspartame may be added to sweeten. Pour into a large souffle dish or individual ramekins. Allow to set in the refrigerator. Serve very cold. Île flottant, floating island, 4 servings. 4 eggs separated. 500 millilitres or 18 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. 1 vanilla pod, split lengthwise. Aspartame to taste. In a mixing bowl, beat the egg whites until they form soft but firm peaks. You can use a dash of cream of tartar to make this easier. In a saucepan, bring the milk and a small vanilla pod to the boil. With a ladle, carefully spoon out snowball-sized portions of the egg whites and drop them into the hot milk. They will swell up. After turning them over, remove them with a slotted spoon and let them drain on a plate. Beat the egg yolks and add the milk from the saucepan. Put this mixture over a low heat, stirring constantly. When it starts to thicken, quickly remove it from the heat or it will curdle. Sweeten with aspartame powder. Let it cool. Put the mixture in a glass bowl, then place the egg white snowballs delicately on the surface. Serve chilled. Vegetable-only recipes for the cruise diet. Choux-fleur, cauliflower, 4 servings. 1 fresh cauliflower, washed thoroughly. Sauce blanche or white sauce. 2 hard-boiled eggs to serve. Cut the cauliflower into large pieces and cook in a large pan with salted water. When cooked, drain carefully. Pour the white sauce over the cauliflower. Serve with hard-boiled eggs cut in half. Soufflé de chou-fleur, cauliflower soufflé. Main course for 2 or a side dish for 4. 1 fresh cauliflower, washed thoroughly. Sauce blanche or white sauce and 2 eggs separated. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees centigrade or 400 degrees Fahrenheit, that's gas mark 6. Cut the cauliflower into large pieces and cook in salted water until soft. Drain well. Make the white sauce, but add 2 extra egg yolks. Beat the egg whites into a foam, do not overbeat, and fold them slowly into the white sauce. Put the cauliflower in a souffle dish, pour over the sauce, and bake for 20 minutes. Fricassee de champignon, mushroom fricassee. Side dish for 4. 450 grams or 1 pound of fresh mushrooms, chanterelle, oyster, portobello, etc. 140 grams or 5 ounces of chopped onion. 1 low-fat chicken bouillon, dissolved in 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of hot water. 1 garlic clove, diced. 15 grams or 1/2 ounce of fresh parsley, chopped. Salt and black pepper. In a non-stick frying pan, sauté the onion in the bouillon water mixture until almost caramelised. Remove the stems and cut the mushrooms into thick slices. Add the mushrooms to the pan and cook slowly over a low heat, uncovered, so that the liquid slowly evaporates and the mushrooms become plump and soft. Add garlic, parsley, salt and pepper. Serve hot with meat or poultry. Champignon farci, stuffed mushrooms, makes 20 hors d'oeuvre. 20 large mushrooms, washed. 2 garlic cloves, chopped. 30 grams or 1 ounce of fresh parsley, chopped. A few teaspoons of skimmed milk. A few drops of vegetable oil. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees centigrade. That's 400 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 6. Use the largest mushrooms you can find. Wash and remove the stalks. Chop the stalks and add the garlic, parsley, salt, pepper and skimmed milk. Cook the stuffing mixture in a non-stick frying pan. Meanwhile, bake the mushroom caps stem side down for 10 minutes. Fill the hollow mushroom caps with the cooked stuffing and then bake in the oven for about 20 minutes or until done. When cooked, drizzle a drop or two of vegetable oil over each stuffed mushroom. Épinard sauce blanche. Spinach with white sauce. A side dish for 6. 450 grams or 1 pound of fresh spinach leaves, rinsed. 1 litre or 1 3/4 pints of lightly salted water. Sauce blanche or white sauce. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade, that's 350 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 4. Wash the spinach leaves and cook them in boiling salted water for 10 to 15 minutes. Drain completely and crush the leaves with a slotted spoon. Add the white sauce and bake in the oven for 40 minutes. Serve with hard-boiled eggs cut into halves or with meat or poultry. Fennel. Fennel is a marvellous vegetable with a delicate taste of licorice. It has great nutritional value and is also extremely rich in antioxidants. You can eat it raw. It makes a lovely salad. Cut into diagonal slices and served with diet vinaigrette. It can also be cooked, if boiled very slowly but thoroughly, to soften its resistant fibres. It tastes very good with a dash of lemon juice and parsley. Serve at room temperature or slightly warm. French beans. The Diet Food Award winner. This vegetable has the fewest calories but is rich in pectin, which makes us feel full. Even so, dieters often overlook French beans because when steamed they lose their colour and do not look so appetising. Do not forget to use them as a salad ingredient with a vinaigrette or chopped onion and parsley. You can mix them with other more colourful vegetables such as tomatoes or raw peppers. Serve them in a white sauce or on their own to accompany meat or poultry. Tomate façon mozzarella basilic, stuffed tomatoes. 2 main servings or a starter for 4. 225 grams or 8 ounces of non-fat cottage cheese. 2 large beef tomatoes, halved. Fresh basil leaves. Vinaigrette. Salt and black pepper. Strain off the liquid from the cottage cheese. Then leave at room temperature for a few hours so that it attains a more solid consistency, like that of Italian mozzarella or Greek feta cheese. Halve the tomatoes, scoop out the seeds and fill with the cottage cheese. Top each one with a basil leaf, salt, pepper and season with vinaigrette. Cucumbers, served hot or cold. A side dish for 4 or a starter for 2. To prepare hot. 2 cucumbers. 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of vinegar. Sauce blanche or white sauce. Salt. Wash, peel and slice the cucumbers. Cook on a high heat for 10 minutes in water mixed with the vinegar. Add a little salt. Drain well and serve with a white sauce. To serve cold in a salad, 2 cucumbers, vinaigrette and 1 small onion, sliced. Remove all the seeds from the cucumbers, then slice them and leave to drain in a colander for 1 hour. Serve with the vinaigrette and a few sliced onions. Endive en salade. Chicory salad with special dressing. 2 servings. Chicory is a low-calorie vegetable, great for anyone on a diet who doesn't have time to cook at lunchtime, as it is so easy to use and carry around. Chicory has a delicate, slightly bitter taste and is deliciously fresh and crunchy. This is why it is possible to prepare a special dressing for use only with chicory, a sauce that breaks our normally stringent rules and permits, on this one occasion, a new food that in other circumstances would be considered dangerous for our diet, Roquefort cheese. Use the part of the cheese that is the darkest and the strongest in its grey-blue colour. To reassure you about this minor transgression, one small teaspoon of Roquefort contains no more fat than one black olive. 175 grams, or 6 ounces, of non-fat yogurt. 1 teaspoon of white wine vinegar. 1 teaspoon of Roquefort cheese, the darkest blue part. 4 heads of chicory, washed and sliced. Mix together the yogurt, vinegar and cheese until smooth. Pour the sauce on the chicory and serve. Endive Bresse, braised chicory, a side dish for 4. 4 chicory heads, trimmed and cut in half. 1 small onion, sliced. 1 low-fat beef bouillon cube, dissolved in 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of water. Wash and steam the chicory. In a non-stick frying pan, sauté a few onion slices with a bouillon cube and water. Add the drained chicory and simmer until golden brown. Serve warm with the pan juices. It goes well with white meat, such as veal or turkey. Endive gratinée, chicory gratin, side dish for 4. 450 grams or 1 pound of chicory, trimmed. A sauce blanche or white sauce. 1 egg, beaten. Salt. Preheat the oven to 190 degrees centigrade, that's 375 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 5. Wash and steam the chicory. Add salt and drain. Place the chicory in a baking dish with a white sauce. Beat an egg and pour it over the bed of chicory. Bake in the oven for 25 minutes until the top is golden brown. Asperges sauce mousseline. Asparagus with mousseline sauce. A side dish for 4. 1 bundle of fresh asparagus. 1 egg white. Mayonnaise. A dash of raspberry vinegar. Prepare the fresh asparagus by scraping off the stringy fibres at the ends. Place in a saucepan with water and steam for 20 to 25 minutes. Beat the egg white into peaks and mix it into the mayonnaise until completely smooth. Add a dash of raspberry vinegar, which will make the sauce slightly more liquid. Serve the asparagus warm, garnished with a mousseline sauce. Aubergine à l'Indienne, Indian-style aubergines. 2 servings. 200 grams or 7 ounces of aubergines, thinly sliced. 50 grams or 1 3/4 ounces of tomatoes, finely chopped. 1 tablespoon of herbe de Provence, mixed herbs. 1 pinch of curry powder. 1 pinch of paprika. 1 handful of coriander. And 50 grams or 1 3/4 ounces of red pepper, thinly sliced. Salt and black pepper. Simmer the tomatoes in a non-stick pan over a gentle heat until cooked. Season with salt and pepper and add the herbs and spices. Blanch the aubergines and red pepper for a few minutes, then leave to cool. Place a layer of cooked aubergines, then a layer of peppers in an oven-proof dish. Pour the tomato sauce over the top and bake in the oven for 10 minutes at 220 degrees centigrade, that's 425 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 7. Soupe miraculeuse. Miracle soup. 8 to 10 servings. This is a soup that goes beyond the boundaries of our normal instructions and is based on recent research that has proved the long-term effectiveness of lumpy vegetable soup. For more details about the way this particular kind of soup works in controlling weight, refer to my Dictionary of Nutrition and Diet. 4 garlic cloves, 6 large onions, 1 or 2 tins of peeled tomatoes, 1 large cabbage head, 6 carrots, 2 green peppers, 1 bunch of celery, 3 litres or 5 1/4 pints of water, 3 low-fat beef bouillon cubes and 3 low-fat chicken bouillon cubes. Peel and cut the vegetables into equal-sized pieces. Put them in a soup pot with a stock cube and cover with water. Let them boil for 10 minutes. Then reduce the heat and continue cooking until the vegetables are tender. This soup is extremely filling, and the chunky pieces of vegetable are the reason for its weight loss properties. The liquid and the solid elements go through the digestive tract at varying speeds. The solid pieces remain in the stomach until they are totally digested. They fill you up and produce a physical feeling of being full. The liquid goes through the stomach more quickly and arrives in the small intestine, where its nutritional ingredients stimulate the intestinal walls and generate a feeling of satisfaction. The combination of feeling full in the stomach and the metabolic feeling of satisfaction in the small intestine works to reduce appetite, quickly, noticeably, and on a long-term basis. This soup is highly recommended for those people who arrive home starving after a long day at work because they only ate a tiny lunch or skipped lunch altogether. Such people can't resist snacking on something right away, which is often as rich in fats as it is enjoyable, thereby spoiling their efforts to lose weight. One bowl of this soup, served hot, and you will find that these cravings disappear, and you are able comfortably to wait for your dinner to arrive. Soup au potiron. Pumpkin soup. 10 to 12 servings. 1/4 of a pumpkin, peeled and cut into large pieces. 1 large onion. 1 apple, peeled and cored. 1 low-fat chicken bouillon cube. 1 tablespoon of curry powder. 115 grams, or 4 ounces, of non-fat fromage frais or quark. Salt and black pepper. Put the pumpkin, onion, apple and bouillon cube in a pressure cooker. Cover with water and cook for 20 to 30 minutes. After cooking, puree the soup in a blender, but do not make it too smooth, so that you can still taste some bits of pumpkin melt in your mouth. Add salt, pepper, curry powder, and mix in the non-fat fromage frais or quark. Soup honteuse aux courgettes. Thick courgette soup. 6 to 8 servings. 4 large courgettes, washed and peeled. 1 large onion. 1 carrot, washed and peeled. 1 turnip, washed. 1 low-fat beef bouillon cube. Wash, peel and cut the vegetables into large pieces. Put in a tall pan with the low-fat beef bouillon cube and cover with water. Cook for 20 to 30 minutes. Puree using a blender to obtain a thick, smooth soup. Serve hot. Vegetable plus protein recipes for the cruise phase. Salade de roi de la mer. Kings of the sea salad. 4 servings. 1 lettuce head cut into pieces. 115 grams, or 4 ounces each of smoked salmon, cooked shrimp, crab, crab sticks, surimi, octopus, smoked haddock, salmon roe, and lumpfish roe. Vinaigrette, salt and black pepper. Put the lettuce into a large salad bowl and add the smoked salmon cut into strips, a handful of shrimps, crab pieces, 2 chopped crab sticks, pieces of octopus, and strips of smoked haddock. Season with salt and pepper, and serve with our vinaigrette, decorated with a mixture of salmon roe and lumpfish roe. Salade au poulet sauce yaourt aux herbes. Chicken and yogurt herb sauce salad. 2 servings. 300 grams, or 10.5 ounces of button mushrooms. 1 bunch of radishes. 4 slices of cooked chicken breast. 4 large gherkins, cut into thick slices. 1 small pot of non-fat yogurt. 1 garlic clove, chopped. 1 teaspoon of mustard. A few sprigs of parsley, finely chopped. A few chives, finely chopped. Salt and black pepper. Wash the mushrooms and radishes and cut into small cubes. Cut the chicken into strips and add the gherkins. Make up the sauce by mixing the yogurt with the garlic, mustard, parsley and chives, salt and pepper. Pour into a dish, mix all the ingredients together and keep in a cool place until served. Salade composée, mixed salad, 4 servings. 1 lettuce head cut into pieces. 2 tomatoes sliced. 1 hard-boiled egg cut into quarters. 115 grams or 4 ounces of chopped white chicken meat. 2 lean slices of ham, trimmed and chopped. Vinaigrette. Mix the lettuce together with the tomatoes, hard-boiled egg, chicken and ham. Serve with vinaigrette. Thon aux trois poivrons. 3 pepper tuna. 2 servings. 700 grams or 1 pound 9 ounces of tuna steak, 1 red pepper, 1 green pepper, 1 yellow pepper, juice of 1 or 2 lemons, 2 garlic cloves crushed, salt and white pepper. Wash, de-seed and halve the peppers. Put them under the grill for 5 minutes. Then, to make peeling them easier, place in a plastic bag for 10 minutes. Next, cut them into strips and gently fry for a few minutes over a medium heat in a non-stick frying pan that has been lightly oiled. Add some oil, then wipe with kitchen paper, with a little water in the bottom. Season the tuna and steam for 20 minutes. Mix together the lemon juice, garlic and peppers. When the tuna is cooked, allow to cool, then marinate it with the peppers in a cool place for 2 to 3 hours, turning the tuna regularly. Serve cold. Brochette de bœuf turgloff. Turgloff beef kebab. 2 servings. 600 grams or 1 pound 5 ounces of lean beef. 500 grams or 1 pound 2 ounces of tomatoes peeled and deseeded. 1 garlic clove crushed. 200 grams or 7 ounces of peppers. 200 grams or 7 ounces of onions. Juice of 1 lemon. Celery salt. Tarragon salt. Salt and black pepper. Fresh parsley to garnish. Crush the tomatoes and simmer with the garlic in a frying pan over a gentle heat. Season. Cut the meat, peppers and onions into chunks. Put them onto kebab sticks and grill for about 10 minutes either on the barbecue or under the grill. When you are ready to serve, remove the ingredients from the sticks, sprinkle with lemon juice and add some celery and tarragon salt. Pour a little of the tomato sauce onto each plate. Adjust the seasoning and garnish with parsley.
Veau aux endives. Veal with chicory. 4 servings. 450 grams or 1 pound of lean veal escalope or 4 veal chops, trimmed of fat. 1 medium onion, sliced. 1 low-fat chicken bouillon cube, dissolved in 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of water. 4 chicory heads, washed and steamed. Salt and black pepper. Place a layer of sliced onions with the chicken bouillon and water in a non-stick frying pan. Cook over a low heat until the onions are golden in colour. Place the veal escalope or veal chops on top of the bed of onions and cook slowly until the veal is golden brown. Add the cooked chicory leaves, season, and simmer over a low heat for 1 hour. Serve hot. Put any leftovers in the refrigerator to be eaten cold with Dijon mustard or reheated for another meal. Poulet aux champignons. Chicken with mushrooms. 4 servings. 4 small boneless chicken breasts. 1 medium onion, sliced. 175 grams or 6 ounces of sliced mushrooms. 1 low-fat chicken bouillon cube, dissolved in 50 millilitres, 2 fluid ounces of water. 4 chicory heads, washed and steamed, salt and black pepper. Place a layer of sliced onions and mushrooms with the chicken bouillon and water in a non-stick frying pan. Cook over a low heat until the onions are golden in colour. Place the chicken breasts on top of the bed of onions and mushrooms and cook slowly. Add the cooked chicory leaves, season and simmer over a low heat for 1 hour. Serve hot. Put any leftovers in the refrigerator to be eaten cold with Dijon mustard or reheated for another meal. Poulet merengue. Chicken merengue. 4 servings. 4 boneless chicken breasts cut into pieces. 1 medium onion, sliced. 1 low-fat chicken bouillon cube, dissolved in water. 2 tomatoes cut into pieces. 1/4 of a teaspoon of thyme. 125 millilitres or 4 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 30 grams or 1 ounce of mushrooms, washed and sliced. Salt and black pepper. In a non-stick frying pan, prepare a bed of sliced onions with the bouillon cube dissolved in a little water. Simmer until golden in colour. Add the tomatoes and thyme and season. Place the chicken pieces on this soft onion and tomato layer. Add the wine, cover and cook over a low heat for 1 hour. Add the mushrooms 30 minutes into the cooking. To finish, reduce the excess liquid by rapidly boiling the pan juices uncovered for a few seconds. Rabbit medallions with mushrooms. 4 servings. 450 grams or 1 pound of rabbit medallions. 1 medium onion, chopped. 175 grams or 6 ounces of mushrooms sliced. 1 low-fat beef bouillon cube dissolved in a little water. 1/4 of a teaspoon of dried thyme. 1/4 of a teaspoon of dried rosemary. 125 mils, 4 fluid ounces of dry white wine. Freshly ground black pepper. Pound the rabbit medallions between 2 sheets of plastic wrap until 1 centimetre or 1/2 inch thick. In a non-stick frying pan, prepare a bed of onions and mushrooms in a little water with a bouillon cube and herbs. Leave over a low heat until the mushrooms turn a golden colour. Place the rabbit medallions on the bottom of the pan and sauté until the meat is brown. Add the wine, cover and cook slowly for 20 minutes. When the mushrooms have lost all their moisture, cook on a high heat for several seconds to thicken the sauce. Serve with freshly ground black pepper. Œufs aux champignons. Egg frittata. 4 servings. 225 grams or 8 ounces of fresh mushrooms, washed and sliced. 140 grams or 5 ounces of chopped onion. 5 large eggs, beaten. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade, that's 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 4. Sauté the mushrooms and onions in a non-stick frying pan. Combine with the eggs in a soufflé dish and bake, covered with foil, for 45 minutes. Sandwich du Caen au poulet et à l'omelette aux herbes. Du Caen chicken and herb omelette sandwich. One serving. 2 tablespoons of oat bran. 1 tablespoon of wheat bran. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 2 tablespoons of non-fat fromage frais or cork, plus extra for spreading. 2 eggs plus 1 egg white. 1 tablespoon of chopped parsley, chopped cooked chicken breast. Herbs of your choice, e.g. basil, herbe de Provence, mixed herbs, shallots. In a rectangular bowl, thoroughly mix the brands, baking powder, fromage frais or cork, and 1 egg. Add the chopped parsley and heat in the microwave, 800 watts, for 4 minutes. Turn out and allow to cool a little before cutting the bread into 2 slices, and toasting very lightly so that it does not go dry. Make an omelette with a remaining egg, the egg white and the herbs. Fold over the 4 edges to make a rectangle. Spread each slice of bread with fromage frais or cork. Make up the sandwich by putting the chopped chicken on the bottom slice, then placing the omelette on top and covering with the top slice of bread. One week of menus for the pure protein attack phase. Breakfast for every day of the week. Coffee or tea with aspartame. Plus, choice of 1 or 2 small non-fat yogurts or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of non-fat cottage cheese. Plus, choice of 1 slice of turkey, chicken or low-fat ham, or 1 egg, or 1 egg custard, or 1 Du Caen oat bran galette. At 10 or 11 a.m., if hungry, 1 small non-fat yogurt or 115 grams, 4 ounces, of non-fat cottage cheese. At 4 p.m., if necessary, 1 non-fat yogurt or 1 slice of turkey or both. Suggestion, make enough food for dinner so you can have it for lunch the next day or within the next 2 days. Monday, lunch. Hard-boiled egg with Du Caen mayonnaise, pepper steak, 2 non-fat yogurts or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, shrimp sautéed in herbs, tandoori chicken escalope, custard or 1 non-fat yogurt. Tuesday, lunch. Marinated raw salmon, luklak beef, 2 non-fat yogurts. Dinner, stuffed crab, chicken with mustard, custard or 1 non-fat yogurt. Wednesday, lunch. Crab sticks, chicken leg, custard or 1 Du Caen oat bran galette. Dinner, jellied eggs and ham, white fish with white sauce, floating island, or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. Thursday, lunch. 1 slice of smoked salmon, sauteed veal chops, chocolate creme, or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, scampi with mayonnaise, ham souffle, custard, or 1 non-fat yogurt. Friday, lunch. 4 slices of wind-dried beef, grilled swordfish, 2 non-fat yogurts or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, jellied eggs and ham, Indian chicken, floating island or 2 non-fat yogurts. Saturday, lunch. Scrambled eggs, poached salmon fillets, custard or 1 Du Caen oat bran galette. Dinner, moule marinière, lemon chicken, floating island, or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. Sunday, lunch. Stuffed eggs with shrimps, meatloaf, café crème or custard. Dinner, salmon tartare, boiled beef, floating island, or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces, of fromage frais or cork. One week of menus for pure proteins, followed by pure proteins plus vegetables. The breakfasts, mid-morning and afternoon snacks for the entire week are the same as the attack-only phase. Monday, lunch. Smoked salmon, baked salmon, custard or 1 Du Caen oat bran galette. Dinner, stuffed eggs with shrimps, chicken souffle, café crème, or 225 grams, 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Tuesday, lunch. Stuffed mushrooms, 3 peppered tuna, 2 non-fat yogurts, or 225 grams or 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, pumpkin soup, Turgloff beef kebab, custard or 1 non-fat yogurt. Wednesday, lunch, jellied eggs and ham, baked salmon, custard or 1 Ducan oat bran galette. Dinner, shrimp sautéed in herbs, chicken with mustard, floating island or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Thursday, lunch, stuffed tomatoes, Ducan chicken and herb omelette sandwich, café crème or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, thick courgette soup, baked salmon parcel, custard or 1 non-fat yogurt. Friday, lunch, hard-boiled egg with mayonnaise, boiled beef, 2 non-fat yogurts or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Dinner, meatloaf, grilled sea bream, floating island or custard. Saturday, lunch, chicory salad with special dressing, cauliflower souffle and grilled steak, custard or 1 Ducan oat bran galette. Dinner, Indian-style aubergine, chicken meringue, vanilla creme or 225 grams, that's 8 ounces of fromage frais or cork. Sunday, lunch, mixed salad with tuna, veal with chicory, floating island. Dinner, asparagus with mousseline sauce, chicken and yogurt herb sauce salad, chocolate creme or custard. Major obesity. Some exceptional extra measures. The program that I have shown you here is for everyone whose quality of life is impaired by weight problems they find hard to control, which covers a great variety of individuals who are all different, yet can be divided into three categories according to the amount of weight involved. From a few extra pounds to major obesity. Putting on extra pounds occasionally. This category includes anyone who does not have a predisposition to being overweight, whose weight has always been normal and stable, but who has started to put on extra pounds due to a specific, identifiable reason, that is, suddenly stopping taking exercise. This is what happens after women give birth, usually with their first child, when understandably caught up in the excitement and unable to take normal exercise, they put on weight. This is even more common if the birth has been difficult, requiring prolonged bed rest, or if the mother has had IVF or other fertility treatment. It can also happen to anyone who is temporarily immobilized by an accident and eats out of sheer boredom. This category also includes people receiving cortisone treatment for asthma or rheumatism. Predisposition to obesity. These are men and women who are predisposed to put on weight. Whether this is inherited, or because of overfeeding in early childhood, leading to bad eating habits, the results are the same. These people have a tendency to put on pounds easily and extract an excessive amount of calories from what they eat. In roughly 90% of cases, this predisposition is moderate and the excessive calorie extraction is manageable. In this category, some individuals, who have strong willpower and motivation, manage to watch what they eat, lead an active lifestyle, and can stop the pounds piling on or at least keep them under control. My program offers such men and women real security, freeing them forever from their legitimate anxiety about their weight. But where the Ducan diet can really help them is to get through those unavoidable critical periods in life when simple willpower is just not enough. Others who suffer from the same predisposition to put on weight, but who are sedentary or have no self-control when eating, experience a slow but inevitable increase in weight. For them, the Ducan diet is ideal. They extract a high level of calories from their food,
but the combination of Protein Thursdays and regular consumption of oat bran completely neutralizes this problem. Their lack of willpower or organized eating patterns is balanced by this one semi-heroic day, when, for a small sacrifice, they can put themselves through a sort of weekly redemption. Major obesity. Major obesity is a predisposition that often runs in the family, leading to such huge weight gain that the body is deformed, very common in the USA, but still rare in Europe. With these seriously obese people, the energy they absorb from what they eat is so great that everyone, doctors included, are stupefied. All nutritionists have some such patients who seem to live off thin air, defying the most elementary laws of physics. I have known patients who have weighed themselves before going to bed, and who immediately on waking up, and even before urinating, have found a way of putting on a little weight. These cases exist and perplex doctors, but fortunately, they are the rare exceptions. Most often, individuals with a strong predisposition to gain weight are clearly obese. It is here that we encounter people who have already tried most diets, almost always losing weight, which they then put straight back on again. For them, the fourth phase of the program is a good basis for stabilization, but it is unlikely to be sufficient in the most difficult cases. So for this reason, in this chapter dedicated to them, I suggest a series of extra measures to shore up their stabilization. But in line with my original philosophy, these measures are not based on restricting what you eat. Everything that I have recommended from the beginning in this book remains valid, even for those with a special talent for extracting calories. After a successful diet, eating during stabilization must be spontaneous 6 days out of seven. The three measures that follow are, of course, intended particularly for anyone with an extreme tendency to obesity resulting in massive, deforming, and uncontrollable weight gain. But what is good for them may also help those people who, although not obese, already have a weight history and are looking for effective control. Vital information you need to know beforehand. Nowadays, we know that we are born with a genetically determined supply of adipocytes, those infamous yellow cells that make and store fat. Normally, the number of these cells is fixed and does not vary. It is interesting to know that, although this number is fixed, it does vary for individuals, and those with more of them have a greater capacity to put on weight. Genetically, women have more adipocytes than men, as fat plays a more important role in expressing a woman's femininity, as well as in reproduction and motherhood. A woman with less than 10% of fat reserves stops ovulating to prevent her from starting a pregnancy she will not have the energy to sustain to term. Once the number of these adipocytes has been determined at birth, it then remains relatively constant, except for certain key moments, which I would like to draw your attention to. When a woman, or a man, who eats badly puts on too much weight, their adipocytes put on weight too. As the person continues to put on weight, their adipocytes continue to gorge themselves on fat, gradually becoming distended. If the weight gain continues, the adipocytes hypertrophy or enlarge and reach the limit of their elasticity. At this critical moment, any additional weight gain triggers a new and exceptional event, completely changing the future and prognosis for weight problems. No longer able to contain any more fat, the adipocyte cell divides into two daughter adipocyte cells. This simple division suddenly doubles the body's capacity to make and store fat. From this moment on, the tendency to put on weight increases. Quite simply, it becomes easier to put it on and more difficult to take it off. This is because, if you are trying to lose weight, you can always reduce the size of the adipocytes, but the two daughter cells will never again become a single mother cell. Nutritionists know this, but the general public does not, and it is vital that they do,
especially those whose weight gain is moderate. It is important to stop them from going past this point of no return, when the struggle becomes much harder in a more challenging environment. When the adipocytes divide, what was excess weight through behaviour becomes metabolic excess weight, and nothing will ever be as simple as it was before. I am not telling you this to make anyone who is obese feel worried or guilty, although losing weight for them is more difficult and takes longer than before. I can reassure them that while realizing their limits, my method does give them the means to deal with their resistance. Having said this, for those who are in danger and to whom this applies, it is important to pinpoint simply and concretely the moment in their weight history when there is this risk of cell division, so that they do not reach it. Having worked with tens of thousands of patients throughout my career as a nutritionist, and using a precise parameter, the time when obvious and sudden resistance to dieting and weight loss appeared, I was able to work out statistics that enabled me to pinpoint this moment as being after BMI 28 has been reached and going towards BMI 29. Calculating your BMI. You need to know what your BMI is and how to calculate it. You calculate your BMI, or body mass index, by dividing your weight by your height squared. So, for example, if you weigh 11 stone, that's 70 kilos, and are 5 foot 3 inches, or 1.6 meters, the calculation is, using metric, which is easier, 1.6 times 1.6 equals 2.56. 70 divided by 2.56 equals 27.34. There are also many websites that will calculate your BMI for you. This BMI has not yet reached 28, but it is not far off. Just a few more pounds will take it to 28 and beyond. The main thing is to do all you can to avoid ever reaching this danger point. If you do not already know your BMI, work it out as it could not be easier. Then watch it closely, and when you get near to BMI 27, be careful and do not allow yourself to go any further, as your adipocytes are very full. And if you do reach 28, do something. Your adipocytes are at saturation point and are likely to divide at any moment, making managing and controlling your weight more complicated. So, now you know, and I ask you to tell your friends and children about it. I hope that this book will help spread this vital piece of information. Exceptional measure number one, using the cold to control weight. Throughout the program that I have just described to you, we tackled your weight problem with dieting and oat bran, which creates calorie loss in the intestines. Then we used exercise, especially the quintessential human activity of walking, to burn off calories. Still with the same objective of increasing the body's calorie expenditure, here is an unusual way of burning calories, a very original and little known method to which I attach much importance. Making the body use up calories by keeping itself warm. If we imagine a 13-stone man, 5 foot 9 inches tall, with a semi-active profession, during his normal routine, he eats and uses up, on average, about 2,400 calories a day. Let's try and pinpoint exactly how and where he uses these calories. 300 calories per day ensure that vital organs and functions work. The heart, brain, liver, kidneys, etc. Very little energy is used for all this, showing how well our organs are adapted to survive, so we cannot get our bodies to increase energy consumption here. 700 calories are needed for motor activity and movement. Plainly, we have the means of increasing this activity. For a long time, I made the same mistake as everyone else and only recommended more exercise, which allowed me, along with all the others giving advice, to ease my conscience. But this did no good. As time went by, and faced with my daily battle against weight problems, I realized how vitally important exercise is for losing weight, and even more so, for stabilizing in the long term.
I have therefore made walking one of the sacred tenets of my method. Now I no longer recommend walking, I prescribe it, with the same solemnity and total conviction as I would for any medicine. This walking, which I set apart from all other physical effort, is fundamentally human, written into our genes. 1,400 calories, the main amount, covers our metabolic requirements, and over half is used to keep our central body temperature at around 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, essential for our survival. This is then the area where we can and will increase energy consumption. To do this, we just have to accept the idea that the cold can become a friend and ally of the obese. Long gone are the days when humans warmed themselves by open fires. We have long since conquered the cold, sparing our bodies the task of keeping us warm by employing a whole range of external protection, central heating, clothes, which nowadays we too often take to extremes. Our bodies being no longer adapted to cope with the cold, when forced to do so, they burn up huge amounts of calories just to maintain our vital internal temperature. To help stabilize your weight, we can make use of this inability to cope with the cold, which results in burning up energy. Studies show that the average Westerner is overprotected against the cold, and the obese, with their layer of fat even more so. The technique I suggest here aims to counter your ability to store calories by increasing what you use to keep yourself warm, and consists of a series of simple measures that have nothing to do with food restriction, but which are highly effective and will teach you how to use the cold to help maintain your weight stabilization. First and foremost, you need to know that so as not to die, the human body has to maintain its temperature above 35 degrees centigrade, 95 degrees Fahrenheit. This is not a recommendation, but rather an absolute vital top priority. Eat cold food as often as possible. When you put very hot food in your mouth, you absorb its calories. Without realizing it, you also absorb the heat in the food, and this heat provides extra calories that help maintain your body's temperature at 37 degrees centigrade, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Therefore, a hot steak is higher in calories than a cold steak, because as soon as you start eating the hot meal, your body stops burning its own calories and uses the heat in the food. On the other hand, when you eat cold food, your body has to heat it up to body temperature before it can be absorbed into your bloodstream. This operation not only burns lots of calories, but also has the added advantage of slowing down digestion and assimilation, thereby delaying the return of your appetite. Obviously, I'm not advising you to eat cold food all the time, but whenever you have the choice between a hot or cold dish, choose the cold one. Enjoy cold drinks. Eating cold food is not always pleasurable. However, having a cold drink is a simple habit to adopt and is already popular with a lot of people. For any obese person whose weight refuses to shift, this next measure is often agreeable and can prove very effective. When you take 2 liters of water from your fridge, its temperature is 4 degrees centigrade, that's 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit. After you have drunk and assimilated it, you will then eliminate it in your urine at 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. To bring the temperature of this water up from 4 degrees centigrade to 37 degrees centigrade, your body has to burn 60 calories. Once this becomes a habit, you can burn 22,000 calories a year, equivalent to almost 6 pounds, and a godsend for anyone who finds stabilization difficult. Conversely, a cup of very hot tea, even if you are careful to use artificial sweetener so that it is calorie-free, does nevertheless give you a dose of heat which adds a few crafty calories that few people know about. Suck on ice cubes. Research shows that ice works even better. If kept well below freezing, that's minus 10 degrees centigrade or 14 degrees Fahrenheit. Using this principle, I suggest that my patients make ice cubes sweetened with aspartame, vanilla or mint, and that they suck 5 or 6 a day, especially during hot weather, as this uses up 60 calories without any effort. Slim in the shower. Try this simple experiment. Take a shower holding a plastic thermometer. A glass one might slip out and break. Let the water run until the thermometer reads 25 degrees centigrade or 77 degrees Fahrenheit. What could you compare this temperature to? A pleasant dip in the sea in the summer? If you stay under the shower for 2 minutes, your body has to expend almost 100 calories just to prevent your body temperature from going down, the same amount you would use to walk about 2 miles. This refreshing shower is most effective when the water is applied to the areas of the body where the blood circulating is the warmest, the armpits, groin, neck and chest, where the large warm arteries are nearest to the skin surface, so most heat will be lost. Avoid getting your hair wet or showering your back in this temperature, as it serves no purpose and can be unpleasant. If you are one of those people who are just too sensitive to the cold, you can still lose a few calories by showering those parts of your body that can handle cold temperatures, your thighs, legs and feet. Avoid overheated environments. The obese person should realize that in winter, an indoor temperature of 25 degrees centigrade, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, encourages their tendency to put on weight. For anyone wanting to lose weight, lowering the temperature by 3 degrees centigrade, or 37.4 degrees Fahrenheit, can make their body burn an extra 100 calories a day, the equivalent of running for 20 minutes. Do not wrap up so much. This idea stems from the preceding one, but it is possible to combine them. When the cold weather arrives, more often out of habit than necessity, you get out all your sweaters and warm underwear. At night, many people put on extra blankets, less out of a real need for warmth than for the pleasure of feeling snug. Make a choice and get rid of at least one of these three protective layers: warm underwear, sweaters, or extra bed covers. You will burn up 100 calories every day by simply doing this. If you tend towards obesity, you should also be aware that wearing tight or clinging clothes is not recommended. We sweat a little when dressed. This is to refresh the body and to lower body temperature, and should be encouraged by wearing clothes as loosely as possible. Conclusion. By adding up all these ways of burning up energy, we can understand the importance of using the cold to help stabilize difficult weights. Drinking 2 liters of water at 10 degrees centigrade or 50 degrees Fahrenheit forces your body to burn 60 calories to stop it cooling down. Sucking 6 flavored ice cubes burns 60 calories. A 2-minute shower at 25 degrees centigrade or 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 calories. Lowering the room temperature by 3 degrees centigrade or 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 calories. Going without thermal underwear, a sweater or extra blanket, 100 calories. Total, 420 calories. This list shows clearly how effective these measures are. Any listener who doubts the reality of this must understand that I'm talking about a physiological phenomenon, and one that is highly logical. How can we possibly doubt that we use up calories to maintain our body temperature at 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and that this varies according to the ambient temperature and how cold it is? Everyone knows from experience just how much it costs to heat a badly insulated house. Our bodies work on the same principle, so we can make use of this and get the obese person to start using up some of those calories they like to hoard. In conclusion, although cooling your body on its own is not enough to make an obese person lose weight, it can be very useful in a tricky stabilization phase, when sometimes something very small can make all the difference and turn things around. Modest but regular calorie consumption to tackle the cold can be that little extra that guarantees success. Finally, there is another reason that beats all the others by far, and this is your own way to test the technique. Anyone who can see just how resistant their body is to losing weight and who follows my program's permanent stabilization plan seriously, and yet despite all their best efforts, their hopes are not matched on their bathroom scales, should without a second thought try cooling down their body for a few weeks. After this short experiment, they will not need any more convincing.